Random House Audio presents Serial by John Lutz. Read for you by Scott Brick. Part 1. I would I were alive again to kiss the fingers of the rain, to drink into my eyes the shine of every slanting silver line. Edna St. Vincent Millay, Renaissance. I hear a sudden cry of pain. There is a rabbit in a snare. James Stevens, The Snare. Chapter 1. Millie Graff's feet were sore. She was a hostess at Mingle's, a new and popular restaurant on West 45th Street near Times Square, and hadn't sat down for over 5 hours. After work, it was a 3-block walk and a long concrete stairwell descent to a downtown subway platform. In the crowded subway, someone would probably step on her toes. She didn't mind the work or the time at Mingle's. Her paycheck was big enough that she'd soon be able to move out of her cramped village apartment into something larger, maybe on the Upper West Side. Her job was secure, and there was still a chance she could land a spot in an off-Broadway chorus line. Dance had been Millie's first love. It was what had brought her to New York City from the small town her folks had moved to in New Jersey. Dance and dreams. She'd kept her weight down and was still built like a dancer, long-waisted, with small breasts, muscular legs, and an elegant turn of ankle that drew male glances. In fact, as she jogged up the concrete steps to the entrance to her building, holding level a white foam takeaway container from a deli she'd stopped at on her way home, a middle-aged man walking past gave her a lingering look and a hopeful smile. Not till you grow some hair on your head.